This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Here we have the closing notes from a sonata by the 17th century composer Antonio Bertali. This performance is by the Acronym Ensemble. The musicians are playing this early music on early instruments. Chamber Music Wilmington brings this group to Wilmington this Sunday, February 25th. Lauren Ludwig is a musicologist who plays viola da gamba with Acronym.
We play primarily 17th century music. We've been specializing in music in the first half of the 17th century, and we call ourselves the string band. We're a combination of a continuo group, a group of violin family instruments, and then a family of viola da gamba instruments, the other stringed instrument family from that period.
Another performer, Doug Balliot, plays the violone, a large, low-pitched viol.
So the lowest member of the strings.
Early music, actually any music played on early instruments, it has a different sound quality. It has a different feeling. How would you try to describe that to someone?
Let's see. Technically, I would first say it's more in tune. More than that, I would say it's more interesting. There's more variety. It's more like somebody talking. Rather than trying to get every note perfectly smooth and identical, it's really more about the differences. It's got more grit. It's got more variation. It's got more consonants. You know, it's really a bit more like listening to somebody speak.
Acronym Ensemble will perform music by Bertali, Valentini, Rosenmüller, and Krieger. But Lauren and Doug are most excited about playing Vivaldi's Four Seasons, which is different for the group because Vivaldi's more modern, and they say this will be different for audiences.
What's going to be different for us is, for one thing, we're a chamber ensemble, so we're going to be playing all of the orchestral parts one on a part. Instead of having a section of violins and a section of violas, et cetera, we're going to be one person on each part. That makes the sort of textures and colors and interplay of the parts sort of brings that to the forefront, in addition to the virtuosity of the solo parts and of all these amazing rhetoric and, you know, the textures and imitations of weather and all of the stuff that show up in those pieces. We're imagining these as new music in the 17th century and really sort of playing it from that perspective.
I can't wait. It's going to be better, I think. It's going to be more interesting, for sure. It's going to be more wild and crazy. I've also played the Four Seasons with other historical groups that are less adventurous, a little bit less wild than Acronym. I think we're going to undo a lot of the normal things you hear in the Four Seasons, a lot of the traditional choices and sort of tropes that have become ingrained. I think it's going to be crazier than the version you normally hear.
So are you implying that Acronym is wild and adventuresome?
I'm not just implying it. I am directly stating it. Acronym is wild and adventuresome.
Lauren Ludwig and Doug Balliot from Acronym Ensemble. The group of a dozen early instruments will be on stage at Beckwith Recital Hall this Sunday evening at 7:30. Doug Balliot conducts an open master class on Baroque performance that afternoon at 2 o'clock at WHQR. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.